So, Adria, I hear you're a Democrat, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a registered Democrat. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually a registered Republican, so we're opposites like that. So, I've got a question for you. I'm from New Mexico, which is a very conservative state, like a lot of the Western U.S., and I grew up around firearms and guns. What do you think about that? And what do other Democrats think about gun control laws?
Well, I'm from Kentucky, and we tend to be something called Blue Dog Democrats, where you support some conservative ideology, such as gun control and being very pro-gun. But personally, I don't like handguns and many other types of guns also. And I'm very, I have strong convictions about keeping guns under control, personally.
But most Democrats, I think, want to have really strong gun control laws, like to make it illegal to own a handgun. Do you think this is right?
Oh, that's difficult. I don't like handguns, and yes, I think that there should be really strict gun control laws to make it so you cannot have handguns. I don't mind rifles and shotguns as much for hunting purposes or recreational purposes, but handguns tend to be used too much in organized crime. So yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, yeah, and I actually see that because I agree with you that pistols are the ones that are the big problem because they're concealable. People can go buy them and put them in their jacket and you don't know they have it. I think definitely you need to have better rules and educational levels that are necessary before you can buy a handgun. Right now, if you're 21 in the United States and you're a citizen of that state, you can just go buy a pistol, and I think that maybe things need to be updated so that you actually have to go take classes, and so that everybody knows that if you're going to own a pistol, you need to know how to use it. We need to make sure that you're not a crazy person, you're not going to use it badly.